Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. The text for our meditations this morning are both the epistle lesson from Romans and the gospel lesson that we heard today, the wonderful story about Jesus walking on the water. Now, this is an amazing story. It's not a parable. It's a story about what Jesus did. It's a story about what the disciples didn't do. It's an amazing story. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat. This is right after they fed the 5,000. Right after Jesus fed all of those people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, he put the disciples in the boat, told them, go to the other side, and then Jesus dismissed the crowd, and then he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Well, while they were out there on the boat, the wind picked up and the waves started tossing them about, and they became frightened. And Jesus saw where they were at. He saw the trouble they were in. And Jesus went to them, walking across the water. And it says by the 4th watch of the night. I think that's like around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, very late at night. They see Jesus coming. What is that they see? And it scares them. They think it's a ghost. And Jesus says to them, take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. And Peter, of all people, he stands up and he says, Lord, if that's you, command me to come to you. So he says, come. And only Peter got up and walked to Jesus. But when he saw his surroundings again, the wind and the waves, he started to sink. Jesus held out his hand and lifted Peter up. He says, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? I want to do an exercise with each and every one of you. You all are going to participate this morning. You all are going to participate, okay? And I want to stress this very much so that you are all participating and that it is just an exercise, okay? I'm going to split the congregation right in half, right down the row here. It's an easy way to do it, right? Right down the middle here, we're splitting the congregation into 2 halves. You guys are on this half over here, okay? I don't want to forget anyone. Okay. Here's the good part. Now, the people on this side, this half over here, you guys are saved. You know Jesus Christ. All of you gathered right here on this side, you're going to paradise. You're going to heaven. Okay? You know Christ. You know Christ in your heart, and his name is upon your lips. All of you here. Sorry, but it was predestined. I made up my mind which side I chose this side. So this side. I don't have good news for you. You are condemned. You are going to experience the wrath of God. And that wrath of God, I'm going to remind you that in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And that we have learned from God's holy word what takes place in hell. We learn that there is a fire that never consumes you. You feel the intense heat of a fire and it doesn't end. It constantly goes on and goes on and it goes on. And then the part about the worms that the Bible says. Living worms invade your body and you can't get rid of them. That's just part of it. But you guys are saved. You have paradise.
away every tear from your eye, and all will be well. Because you have Christ in your hearts, and the name of Jesus has been upon your lips. Now, how has the name of Jesus been in your hearts? How has it been there? You've lived that way. You have lived lives all your life here on earth. You have lived in a manner that has been worthy of the righteousness of God. You have lived a life of, what's the summary of all the commandments? You've loved. You've been wonderful.
You guys, on the other hand, you have not loved the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and all your strength. You have not loved your neighbor as yourself. The name of Christ has not been on your heart. You have been on your heart or something else you've worshipped, be it money, be it another God, be it yourself you've made into your own God. But you guys, you've lived wonderfully. Now, since we're here in church, here in this life on earth, even though we've made this division, okay, is there anyone here that doesn't feel as though they fit that bill? Is there anyone gathered here that doesn't really feel like you're worthy of the kingdom of God? Because, you know, you can't move. You can't sit on the other side. Is there anyone here that really feels like you want to move to the other side? Do you? You know what's necessary to do that? All you have to do is simply turn your back on all the wonderful grace that God has given you. Just turn your back on what Christ has done for you on the cross. And just renounce your baptism and renounce your faith altogether and go over here. Now,
you folks over here, it's not looking so good, is it? No, it's not. Would you like to sit on the other side?
Yes.
Sit still. Can't move yet. Because let me tell you, in our epistle reading today, Paul tells you exactly all that's necessary for you to be over here on this other side. It's black and white. It is that simple for you to move over here. It's not just a matter of you getting up out of the seat and coming over here to sit on this side. He says in the epistle lesson today, the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven. Okay? He also says, here's the instructions. Here's the recipe. Here's all you got to do. The word is near you. It's in every pew. It's real close to you. You just heard his word read to you. You know, this is where you guys, if you want to take a nap or something, you're okay. Now, he says the word is near you. It's right before you. The instructions that he has for you for salvation, it's right there. Everybody knows it. It's right there. What else does he says? In your mouth and in your heart is his word. You know what his word is. What does he say? The greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength. And you'll love your neighbor as yourself. Where'd she go? Where's my dear? Did she leave? Shining? It's what we learned in catechism. That's the summation of all the commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not use the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. You will honor your father and your mother. You will not kill. You will not steal. You will not bear false testimony against your neighbor. And you won't covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. All of that all together is love. So he says, the word is near you and in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, see, we all just did that, didn't we? We all just confessed by saying the Apostles' Creed. We confessed with our mouth that we believe that Jesus is Lord. But did we believe with our heart? Now, you guys are all saved. Have you believed with your heart? How do you do that? How do you believe with your heart? And let me tell you, over this last week, while I've been preparing for today, I've looked and I've searched for a way to explain how do you believe with your heart? How do you do it? How do you do it? I can't come up with an answer. How do you believe with your heart? It's what it says you've got to do. She said you care. So by your actions, by the way you behave, by the things that you say with your mouth, there's an old folk song that says they'll know we are Christians by our love, by the way we act. Paul adds this phrase, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Don't be afraid. It's okay. These folks aren't afraid, are you? You're not afraid to proclaim Christ in the world, are you? You won't be put to shame. See, there's no distinction whether you're Jew or a Gentile, black or white. Asian, there's no distinction. You see, all of us receive the grace of God. The grace of God has fallen and is bestowed upon each and every one of us. He sheds his grace on us all. Do we show that grace in the actions we have with others? Do we show that with the love we have for our neighbor? You don't have to move. You can stay right there. You're welcome. I know how hard you work hard during the week. He lives across the street. I know he works hard. The grace of God has been bestowed upon us all. We have come to the font, and after we've gone to the font, we are passing through the light of Christ right up to the altar where we receive his body and his blood. We're in with and under that bread and wine are the blessings of and the assurance of the forgiveness of our sins, which leads to life everlasting. So right after they got into the boat, after Peter and Jesus climbed into the boat, the wind ceased. And the others said, truly this is the Son of God. By hearing the word of God this morning, your faith has been enriched. Your blessings have even blossomed more so tenfold. Faith comes by hearing by the word of Christ. You have heard this morning that Christ has died for each and every one of you, and that He is the Son of God. That's why we worship. So that we all together proclaim the blessings that He has given, that He has given us. Thanks be to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all our human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus. Amen.